The following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome, everyone, to Answers for Elders Radio. And here we are in a brand new year and brand new energy as we are talking today with one of our very, very favorite people in the world, and that is Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. And welcome back in this brand new year, Daphne. This is your first weekend back.
It is. It's exciting to be in 2021.
It is. And you know, certainly most of us are saying goodbye to 2020 with a great sigh of relief as we've been through, and there's a lot of positive things happening. But also, I'm sure some changes with how our families are dealing with transitions. And certainly you are our transition expert, where you're talking to families every day about, you know, how do I best take care of my loved one in the, you know, shadow of a pandemic that we've just had, and all different types of scenarios that are happening, as well as new forms of care. And certainly we would love to kind of do a little touch base with you on, you know, what does that look like for families today?
Well, one of the things that is coming up in conversation a lot for me these last few weeks, and it probably had something to come about off of the holidays, but it's, should we consider having my parents or my mom or dad move into my home, into the daughter's mm-hmm. home, the son's home? That comes up a lot, and it does fall right on, you know, in our time of COVID-19 and having caution about that, and can I visit mm-hmm. my parents or not? So there's a lot of things going on, but I thought it might be good to kind of highlight things to talk about with your parents, with other people in your family. What things do you consider when even thinking about having a loved one move into your home? So I'd like to kind of think about that a little bit. And just so that you all know, it's almost 1 in 5 Americans will have to broach this subject, or some kind of reality comes close to them in terms of caring for your elderly parents. That's a lot. Mm-hmm. 1 in 5 Americans True. Will have to think about this. And it's got some real ramifications to our structure of life. So it's like, first things to think about is, what kind of care does your aging parent need at home? And can you provide that? Is it just physical care? Is it mental care, emotional care, spiritual care? Think about, you know, are they relatively healthy and independent, or are they going mm-hmm. to need your help to actually move them from a wheelchair mm-hmm. to the Lazy Boy? Just the basics. Okay. I mean, those are the things that people think about right away. But also then, as you think about that, how long and how available can you be for that care? Are you working right. full time? Is your spouse available, or someone there available to help you provide care? Are your children going to be affected by this? Would someone need to give up their space in the house? I mean, things just kind of real earthy mm-hmm. logistical things to think about. I know in the conversations that I've had with families in the last few weeks, their hearts are just torn. And this yeah. is, as we have talked about for a long time, Suzanne, this is all very emotionally charged. And sometimes there's the feelings of guilt that come in. Right now, a big one is, will I be able to see my mom if she doesn't live in her own house or with me? And yeah. in light of now getting a vaccine available in the state of Washington anyway, for people over the age of 65, I believe that soon, and soon is relative, right. but I do think we're going to see some loosening up of visitation. The smaller the environment of care, the easier it is to have flexibility in making the visits happen. And so, you know, at your own home, obviously it's very easy. If we were to consider sure. an adult family home, we've got, you know, regulations that have to be upheld and cautionary things taking place, but there might be a little more flexibility there than a building of 100 people. Lots to think about.
There is, and certainly when you talk about the emotional charge of it all, you know, I think people are just so worn out with the pandemic, and they're worn out with all of the rules and you know, feeling like we're not getting any more ahead because we feel like, you know, it's just a losing battle. That's kind of what I'm getting from families, is that feeling of fatigue, concerned about their parents still if they're living alone, still at home, and seeing a decline a little bit, and just really some uncertainty about the future, and having to make decisions, but still wanting to honor that relationship. It's a delicate, you know, situation. And certainly, you know, bringing someone in like you that can help kind of revitalize a new path, I think is so important, especially now in a new year. A lot of families have been together over the holidays. They've been able to see mom or dad, even if it's through a glass window or per se or something like that. But there is that renewed sense of conversations, I think, that are happening right now. At least that's what I'm seeing. Is that what you're finding as well?
I'm finding it too, or we're just, some of it is just resign. I think also is that this is the form of communication I have with my parent right now. And I'm going to make the best of it. And so I think some of that comes with the new year, just kind of like, okay, on with the new. Here we go. I'm going to, you know, kind of adjust my thinking, find the silver lining in every situation. This is what it is. And I think we're over the shock. We are definitely in the weariness. You know, we're tired. And now it's like, okay, how can we still work with COVID and not just keep spiraling down with weariness and uncertainty? But now it's like, okay, this is where we're at. Let's make the best of it. And we know how to do that now. We know how to have visits over, you know, Skype or FaceTime or Zoom. We know how to, you know, put the stamp on the envelope again to have a surprise in the mailbox. I mean, there's things that we've learned that are effective. So I think emotionally, you're right that we do need to up that conversation. You know, on this note, and I do want to, you know, talk about in the next sections, about more things to consider about your home. But while we're talking about, you know, visits, one thing I hadn't even considered, I mean, it was just like kind of an aha. I was on the internet, and I just looked up home workout sessions. And then I stumbled upon workouts for seniors with videos on the thing, on your computer, and that you could do those with your parent. So it's another time that you could be doing the, quote, fit and be fit or whatever it is, but have another purposeful engagement. If you're, you know, getting tired of just, how was your day, mom? And, well, it was the same as yesterday. But having an activity that you can do together. So that was an idea that jumped into my life in the last week. And I thought, I got to remember to share this with everybody, because I do think it would be a win-win situation. So anyway, side note, along those same lines, though, when you were talking, go ahead, Suzanne.
Oh, absolutely. And like you said, in so many things that we think about as families, we think about, oh, well, it'll just be easier if we move our mom or dad in. But we may not consider all the circumstances that have to be addressed. And certainly within what you're talking about today, I hope that we can spend this hour just talking about all the considerations of, you know, what are the conversations we need to be having as families? You know, how do we best serve our individual needs, not only for, you know, a senior parent, but also for the family members that are involved in care. And I love that we're really talking about this topic today.
Well, you bring up some good points in terms of having the discussions. I mean, one of the things when you're considering having your elderly parents live with you is make sure that you have conversation with everyone in your family. I mean, how does that affect each person? You know, everyone has a routine in their life. Does this mean that now, you know, you have a 4-year-old, 5-year-old, you know, in your home, and they have to think about even more not having the Legos on the floor? is that going to cause you stress? Is that going to cause your 4 or 5 year old stress? Is it going to be a place where you're just constantly worried that mom might step on a Lego? I mean, think about just the logistics of the move. I mean, is your spouse supportive? Do they have a good relationship with your parents? I mean, what is your relationship with the parents? So we're talking about physicalness, emotional things that are going to be going on, and the practicality. I mean, there's so many things. Practicality of expenses. You know, on average, Genworth Financial says that it's about $10,000 to $11,000 that people pay out of pocket without even thinking about anything per year for the care of someone in their home. That's a lot of money.
Yeah,
you know?
And it's very, very realistic.
It's easy to do.
Yeah, very, very much. So we're going to spend this hour talking about this issue, but in closing out this segment, tell us a little bit about just about Pinnacle Senior Placements and how they can reach you.
Pinnacle Senior Placements, the best place to go to get general information about us is at our website. I encourage all of you to go to our website at pinnacleseniorplacements.com. And you can see some of our leadership team there. You can see the other advisors that you potentially would work with. You can listen to past podcasts at our website. Go there and find out what's all there, and certainly give feedback if there's something missing that you want. But you can also call us at 855-734-1500. Again, that is 855-734-1500. And you can get a hold of me directly in no time at all.
Well, we're excited to explore this conversation with you today. And to everyone who's listening, Daphne will be right back right after this.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to pinnacleseniorplacements.com.